Here comes the bride with a knife that's 1 inch wide. Where is the groom dead in the dressing room?
Stabbed in the heart because death do us part. Hello and welcome to Death Do Us Part. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Laura.
And this week we're talking about Home Improvement. Ha, 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 more power. Did you ever watch that show?
No.
Well, then that reference is lost on you.
When I was looking up Home Improvement Murders, the show Home Improvement obviously came up, and it ran from 1991 to 1999, which means when it was off air, like when it left air, I was 8 years old, probably like 7 years old, because I didn't turn eight until the very end of 99. So mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I was 7 years old when it went off air. So I was
that's about the age I watched it. It was a great show. Do you know, speaking of that, the eldest son, the actor who played the eldest son on that show, allegedly attacked his girlfriend and tried to strangle her?
Yes. I didn't know it beforehand. His name is Zachary Ty Bryan, and I came here to tell you that.
Well, I guess he should have used more power. Oh, ho, ho. Because she got away and didn't die.
Well, I'm glad she got away and didn't die. But
that was my terrible joke. And I see your note in the side that you had seen that joke. And you were said, OMG, was going to tell you this.
Yep.
On our virtual notes.
Fully came in here ready to be like, let me drop some Home Improvement, even though I've never watched the show. But I do know that the guy who was in the Santa Claus movies was on that show.
Oh, you mean Tim Allen? Like,
yeah,
the Tim voice Allen. Of Buzz Lightyear and a whole bunch of other stuff in his life. But he's Santa Claus.
Yeah.
This is true. It's pretty iconic.
He was Santa Claus. He also has this other show that my dad liked called, I don't know if it's on anymore, called like Last Man Standing.
Oh yeah, I watched quite a bit of that.
On the Home Improvement show, he had three sons. And then on this Last Man Standing show, he had three daughters. And for some reason, my dad found that to be hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like that show too. Well, so by the way, the comedy trope in Home Improvement was that he always gave things too much power and then something always went wrong. And so he would always say it needs more power. And then he would grunt like a manly grunt, and inevitably he would ruin it. That was really basically the plot of 90% of the episodes.
He needed less power.
He should have had less power.
He needed medium amounts of power.
So, yes. Well, my home improvement pet peeve is, I can sum it up in one word, and that's focus. And both Kelly and I kind of do this, but it's hard to pick just like one thing. And there's two components to that. The first is there's so much stuff we have to do around this house that we kind of want to do it all at once. Like we want to paint this summer. We want to redo the bathroom. I want to build a deck. Kelly's like, fuck that. We don't need a deck. And I'm like, but it'd be so cool to have a deck. But we're not going to build a deck. So I got vetoed on that. So there's lots of stuff we have to do. And then the second
Kelly's
thing.
Kelly's like, I'm sorry. I'm falling in our tiny little postage stamp shower and you want a fucking deck?
Yeah. Yep. No, she fell out of the shower because it's so small. It's less than 3 feet in either direction, this little square. It's kind of like a cruise ship shower. That's how tiny it is. Mm-hmm. So when she tried to shave, she slipped with her other foot when she had it propped up on nothing on the wall because there's nothing to prop it up on. And then she literally just hit the door and it flung open and she fell out of the shower. So yes, the bathroom is the top priority. But once you narrow that down, then it becomes, well, you know, we need to replace the shower, which means we have to take out the old tub because we want to make the shower bigger. And then we can replace the floors, which is easy to do, right? We've all done floors. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, well, we shouldn't replace the floors until we replace the vanity. And if we're going to replace the floors in one bathroom, we might as well replace the floors in both bathrooms. But then we have to replace that vanity too. But then there's the toilets. They're old. We got to replace those. Might as well replace the kids. So in my brain, it just keeps expanding. until we don't do anything, because then we're trying to save money for everything, and then nothing, and then just nothing changes.
Well, you should do what we did. So we redid Calvin's bathroom when we first moved in here because it was atrocious.
Yep.
So we basically chose a room and we did everything in that room except for his shower, because his like shower and tub had been replaced. It was newer than everything else in there. But we ripped out the vanity and we ripped out the floor and we got a new toilet. And then we bought extra floor so that our floor and our bathroom would match the floor in his bathroom.
Oh,
but then we just
idea.
Have that floor chilling in the garage until we can buy a new vanity and stuff for our bathroom. So the floor will match one day because we have it.
Yeah. Yep.
But we didn't like wait until we were redoing it all at once.
I'm taking notes because that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So we have the floor because I was afraid they'd like sell out of it and you wouldn't be able to get like the matching floor later. You know.
Yeah, which would happen, obviously.
Later, 5 years from now when I get around to it.
So yes,
since we're now redoing the downstairs bathroom instead of our bathroom.
Yeah. How did that happen? Well, you know what happened? There's no shower. There's no shower in there, so it's a lot cheaper to redo that bathroom. It's
Calvin's, we didn't have to redo like the whole bathroom shower thing. The downstairs one, we don't have to redo the whole bathroom shower thing. Our bathroom, I have to. Our shower is a PO. It's not small like yours, but fucking messed up. And also, I never realized this, but it's too short. So every time, like, Nick goes,
it's
not like a glass door. And when he goes to get in the shower, he has to duck. But he's Nick.
Because it has a track. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't duck. So basically, every time Nick takes a shower, he smacks his head and loses a brain cell, which nobody needs.
Uh-oh. He's wearing thin.
Yeah. So.
Well, it sounds like you have some pet peeves. Why don't you share your top home improvement pet peeve?
We've actually done a lot of home improvements since we moved here, like a surprising amount in 2 years. I would say a lot of it is because we spent the last year being fucking home all the time. So what else do you have to do except for stare at everything in your house that you don't like? Except for you guys were just like, we don't like a lot. So then you just moved.
We just moved.
You're like, well, fuck this house. We'll try the next one.
We did replace the floor and the vanity in our downstairs with our impatience.
We did. That was before the pandemic, though.
Was it? Jeez. I don't know. Time is a continuum that I do not understand anymore.
It was around when we did Calvin's, and that was definitely before.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
There's fucking chocolate on my keyboard. Damn it, Nick. I like looked and I was like, what is this? And now I have like melted chocolate sauce on my finger. Oh my God, I'm so grossed out right now. Sorry.
You know, when you have kids and you find something brown, you pray it's chocolate. That's all I'm saying.
Well, there's not like shit on my keyboard, but what the fuck was I talking about? We've done a lot of things. So, one of our biggest complaints is like Nick will always be like, I can do it. And I'm just sitting there like, just hire somebody. Because one, I like to get it done in a timely manner. And I like it to be done correctly in a timely manner.
Yeah,
so I'd rather just pay somebody to do it in like one day and have it be beautiful than have Nick to do it for like a month and a half. And then like, I complain about one thing I don't like about it. And he acts like I've murdered his whole family. So sometimes I went out when I was super pregnant and we bought Calvin, a play structure for our backyard. I was like, you're not building it. It will take you a really long time. It came with like the option to have a person like come with it when they delivered it and just set it up. And so I just bought that option.
There you go.
It wasn't up for discussion. By the time it came, I had like a 6-day-old baby and I was like, they're fucking building it. You're not saying anything. The end. Goodbye. other times I don't went out, like our downstairs bathroom, current fiasco. And then what happens is Nick keeps buying incorrect shit because he doesn't measure anything. And you can't eyeball pipe sizes. You can't look at the pipe and be like, yeah, that seems like an inch and a half. And then like go to the store and buy an inch and a half connector and then get home and be like, why is that too big? And then decide to measure it. You're like, oh, it's an inch and a quarter. I hate to break it to you, but if you're not somebody who works in construction 24/7, honestly, maybe even if you are someone who works in construction 24/7, you measure shit. You don't just look at it and be like, I know the difference between a quarter inch and a half inch. You don't. You seriously don't.
My father could. When we do plumbing, he'd be like, oh, yeah, that's like 3/8 inch. I'm like, shouldn't we measure it? He's like, no, I know. That's what it is. And then we go and get the part, and it was. And I was like, how the fuck did you do that? That's like, okay, well, that's we're talking Nick's, about, we're splitting
that's
hairs.
Nick's dream here. Like, that's his dream.
It's like Nick
his
Offerman dreamland. Smelling wood and telling you what tree it comes from. You yes. just don't, you just don't get that by wanting to do it. You have to,
right.
You have you to live it. In that atmosphere.
Yeah, so this would be the thing he bought today that we now have to return, so we still don't have a sink downstairs, would be the second part that was purchased that we have to return just for this downstairs bathroom. That's not actually true. We also returned the original tile we bought and got different tile.
And the original vanity. So literally everything you've purchased.
Oh, you're right.
Everything you've purchased for that.
Yeah, he bought a vanity that had shelves on, or had drawers on the right side. And then
and that's where the pipes come through the wall.
Yes. And then we took the vanity out and he was like, the pipes cut. And I was like, why didn't you look? You opened under the sink. And he was like, yeah, I just didn't think about it. And I was like, what? So yeah, everything that we have purchased for this bathroom, except for the toilet, we have bought twice.
No, but you'll have to install the toilet twice.
Fucking done.
You'll have to install it twice. Installed. Yeah, but it's when he installed. Paints, he's going to have to take part of it off. So you'll have to reinstall it.
He has to take the back off because whoever lived here before painted over wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we took the vanity out and we took stuff out, the wallpaper like stuck to it and started peeling away. So now we have to remove all this wallpaper that has like two layers of paint over it. And so he was doing that, and then he thought, I'll install a toilet in front of the part of the wall that I haven't done yet, so there's just fucking wallpaper behind the tank part back of the toilet. And he was like, well, I'll just paint around it. And I was like, what?
No, you won't.
I'm sorry. Is this your first day hanging out in my house? Because that's not happening.
Oh, man.
I would just, every time, I'd look at the toilet from the side, and I'd be like, I can see a tiny bit of, like...
Well, grandma and you know, if he's going to paint around the tank of the toilet, there's going to be a fuck ton of paint that gets on that toilet tank. I mean, yes. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I remember, yeah, the last house we painted and I took the toilet off and there were like four layers of paint and no one had ever taken that tank off before. But when I took it off, you could see the layers as some people cut in behind the toilet a little bit further, a little bit less. There was like four different colors. It was like a rainbow of history. It's fascinating. Also, they painted so close to the tank almost was suspended by itself because the paint was holding it to the wall.
That was Calvin's bathroom too when we moved. So we painted it blue. Originally it was like a beige color, like the walls everywhere else. Then somebody painted it goddamn like blood red, and then the next person painted it green, and then after that it got painted like some
Laura's drunk.
Yeah, I knocked over a can. A beigey greeny color. So it had many layers. It was gross. That's my complaint. Also, I wanted to tell you that there is so you know how we're talking about every murder we do, there's a book by Sarah Graves.
Yeah.
Okay, so the book this time is Home Repair is Homicide, and I'm into it. I want to read it.
I, you know what? I need to write this down. For Christmas, I'm just going to buy you a fuck ton of those books.
Dude, I would read them so fast, and then I'd give them to you, and you would never read them, and then maybe Kelly would.
Well, they're really short books, though. Yeah, I think they're like 100 pages or something. I can get through that.
Anyways, the other thing I was going to tell you is something that you can actually watch quickly and doesn't require Christmas, is there's this show called Murder House Flip. So it was a show that was, the reason you've never heard of it is because it was on Quibi, which lasted all of like a week. I don't know. Like
I don't even think I heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so Quibi was going to be this platform where they had shows, but all the shows were 10 minutes long. And then everybody was like, that's dumb. I either want to binge on Netflix a half an hour show, or I just want to watch TikTok. And basically we didn't need a platform that had shows that were in between those times.
Right.
So it died basically immediately after spending a ton of money on like having really famous people in some of their weird 10-minute shows. But Murder House was one of their shows. Each house got 3 episodes, AKA each house got 30 minutes, which means it's a full episode. But now you can watch it on Roku TV for free. So if you have a Roku, you can just watch it.
Beautiful.
And the one that I first read about, because I had to read like what an episode was they were redoing this house in Oceanside where this guy, Frederick Hagel, murdered his wife in the bathroom. And then he was like 68 and she was like 71. Mm-hmm. He murdered his wife in the bathroom, dismembered her in the bathtub, and then like cooked different parts of her in the kitchen. And the police came because the neighbors were like, why does it smell so bad? And so then the police showed up and they were like, what's all the pots on the stove? And then they opened the freezer and her head was in the freezer. So then he went to jail and then he died of cancer in jail before he even like got to trial. His trial kept getting like pushed back.
Oh yeah.
So then these new people bought his home and then found out what happened. Apparently it seemed like after they bought the home, or like they knew that there'd been a murder in the house and they're like, murder house, that's fine. And then they were like, actually he dismembered his wife in the bathtub. And they were like, shit, I have to take a shower there. So they didn't want to take showers there anymore. So they redid their bathroom for them. The murder house.
What a fascinating show.
They picked 4 houses in California, apparently.
Do they cleanse the house first? Like, do they have a medium come in? Like, do they
said that they have.
You could really blow the show out.
Forensic, like, investigators, because they go and, like, find out the whole story and exactly what happened and, like, dig all around. Then they have, like, spiritual healers. So I don't know if that's. I don't know exactly what that entails, like saging or a medium. I'm not sure.
Sure.
And then they have like design people who basically like this other one was there's this woman who was living in this a house where like some child star or like a child actor or something had been murdered. And she like was sleeping in the murdered person's bedroom where she was murdered. And like her bed was they like found old pictures or something. And like her bed was in the same place that like the murdered person's bed was. And so then they were like, no, and they like feng shuied her room and moved the bed into a different area.
I'm so into the concept for this show. I feel like, how do you get all that in 10 minutes though? Needs to be a half an hour show,
right? Exactly. That's why each house had 3 different episodes, because basically you'd get started,
which is breaking it up.
I bet there was like an episode that was like the history behind what actually happened, then they had the spiritual healer episode, and then they had the like actually gonna flip this house episode. That's how I'd break it up if I was doing it
naturally.
And then if you're me, you could be like, I'm not watching the spiritual healer episode, just take me to the different paint colors.
That's the episode I want to see, just so I can make fun of it. Anyways, well, good stuff. This is some good home improvement stuff here. Well, cheers.
What I'm watching tonight, and I can't even tell you the amount of people that I sent you the link to the show earlier, and I also sent it to like a bunch of other people. I was like, look at the show that I found. If you need me tonight, this is where I'll be.
Beautiful. Well, I got my peanut butter whiskey because it was the first thing in my liquor cabinet, so I just poured that.
So
cheers. If you didn't spill it already, whatever that can was.
No, so I have an empty can also sitting on my desk. God knows why. And then my drink is, I had a tiny little bit of watermelon margarita left, but it wasn't enough to be like a full drink. So then I poured a can of mango hard seltzer into it. So I have a mango hard seltzer watermelon. It's like a watermelon mango sparkling margarita, honestly. And I am loving it.
Nice combo. I like it.
I also drank it way too fast. So.
It's gone.
I have like 2 sips left. It's bad.
Well, cheers to our patrons as well. Of course, thank you to our top patron, Jimmy Fuquay, at the Jimmy Fuquay on Instagram. You can find us at deathtohispartpodcast.com, at deedupcast on Instagram and our social meets, and email us at deedup.podcast@gmail.com. Now we can get into some home improvement murders. I stumbled upon a story that started in 2013. A man named Dave Trones, T-R-O-N-N-E-S. I'm not sure how to say it. He was living in Minnesota when he met...
Trons. You had me when you said Minnesota. Trons.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Dave Trons met Shanti Cooper, and they actually met on Match.com. So you know it's going to work out great, right?
They should have gone on Hinge.
Is that a new one?
Hinge is the app that's meant to be deleted. I've seen a lot of their commercials.
It's meant to be deleted? What does that mean?
Because they want you to find an actual relationship, and then you would delete the Hinge app. Whereas, like, Tinder, you're just using it for hooking up, so you'll forever have the Tinder app.
Gotcha. So it's like match.com, but better marketing, basically. Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, we should do a dating app episode, because I'm sure there's some just crazy stories out there.
Yes.
Tinder murders or something.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Right.
I can think of one off the top of my head, so.
That's not a good sign. That's not good marketing for the app.
No. I think I'm unique, though. I don't think if you went to somebody and was like, hey, do you think people have been murdered on Tinder? They could be like, actually, I know this one story. They'd be like, I don't know, maybe.
Well, we have 79 different topics where if someone brings it up, we'll be like, oh, hey, yeah, I read about this murder.
Anytime you're like, oh, man, my husband not putting the toilet seat down, I'd be like, oh, well, how many times has he done it? Because you could literally stab him that many times. Other people have.
There's a precedent set.
I say you can. You shouldn't, though. You shouldn't stab him that many times.
No, yeah, you'll go to jail. I mean, we've heard this story.
People will support you, though, but you'll still go to jail.
Yeah, you'll get a fan base. They'll be like, yeah, men should put the fucking toilet seat down or they should die.
Anyways, sorry, I'm derailing us. Match.com.
Match.com. Dave met Shanti. They had both previously been married and they were going through divorces when they met. So they were currently in the process of getting divorced, and they're like, hey, you're going through the same thing. Let's hook up. And so they did. And they ended up falling for each other. Shanti had a young son. So she was living in Florida, which I'm like, how does somebody from Minnesota be like, hey, let me go out there and meet you? I mean, that person obviously has to be fucking crazy, right?
You've obviously never watched Catfish on MTV.
I have not. I obviously have not.
Obviously. These people be flying all over the place to meet each other.
People do
all
that?
The time.
That's crazy. Pre-COVID life. Anyway,
well, yeah, definitely.
So she stayed in Florida and Dave ended up moving out there. He bought a very large house in 2015, which was 4,000 square feet. It had a pool, a garage apartment, and all sorts of just gaudy decorations. And so
4,000 square feet?
4,000 square feet. Pretty big house.
Jesus.
So he and Shanti continued their relationship, and eventually she moved in with them and they got married. They got married in 2017, so a couple years after he moved out there. And they wanted to modernize this old home, and so they started renovating. And when I say it's hard to pick like a project, these two couldn't decide where to start, so they just did everything all at once. They ended up moving into that garage apartment to work on the main house. Now, Shanti ran her own business, and she made pretty good money, so Dave focused on just renovating the house. That was his job. And so when your new like loves or your new husband's job is just to renovate your home, I think it's a little bit of a problem, but whatever.
Well, he had to have money to buy a 4,000 square foot house, right?
He did. Yeah. 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 He paid $600,000 for the house.
Oh my God. What? That's so cheap.
Well, this is Florida we're talking about, not California.
Nah, I'm not moving to Florida though. It's too sweaty.
You'll die. A Florida man kills California immigrant. They ended up getting married, like I said, in 2017. But Shanti at that time was not added to the deed after they got married. And honestly, my opinion of that statement in this article was, who wants to do the fucking paperwork and have to go through notaries? So no thanks.
I was thinking that too, especially if you were getting married, you'd probably just be like, nah.
Whatever. But she did fund the renovations, and they invested an additional $250,000 into the house.
Jeez.
And you know what they ended up with? A literal shell of a house. They had taken everything out.
And didn't put anything in?
No. In fact, so Dave ended up reaching out to Keith Ori, who happened to live near them. He was in like the same neighborhood, I think. And he was the host of a reality show called Zombie House Flipping. So it's like houses that are dead that they take on that are like lost projects. And they say, okay, we're going to flip this house and make it a good house now. So they wanted him to take the house on for his show. He agreed to do it. When he saw the house.
Yeah. Wait, can you tell me more about zombie house flipping? What does that entail?
Oh, well,
how do zombies flip a house?
So first, in negotiations, they go, and then they just throw their bodies at the wall for demolition.
And which also paints at the same time.
Yeah, everything's painted in red. It all smells slightly of iron.
The house. I don't understand the concept.
The concept is just like it's a house that's too far gone, but they're willing to take on the project. So the house is the zombie because they're going to bring it back to life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stupid. I hope they make a lot of zombie puns, though.
I really hope they do. I don't even know if the show went to air, honestly.
Right? I've never heard of this before.
You'll have to check it for me. So yeah, they wanted to take this house on. They agreed. When they saw the house, however, he said they had fully disassembled this house to a degree that he's never seen before. It was rather astonishing. He described the phrase, taking something down to the studs, but this house, they took away the studs. And it was not an exaggeration. The only thing holding the house up was 2 inches of stucco surrounding the house. They had taken everything else out. Or more appropriately, I should say Dave had taken everything else out. They took out all the dividing walls and supports. So somehow, this house was still standing.
What the? Why?
I don't know.
Understand. Like, that's beyond a renovation.
You just demolish it and build a new one at that point.
Anyways, their show had 3 seasons, by the way.
When did it end? Because this house was going to be the focus for their 2018 filming of Zombie House Flipping. So I'm wondering if this ended the show because things didn't pan out, as you can probably tell by where this is going.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say. It was on A&E.
All right.
The first season 3, episode 1 aired on March 13th, 2019.
All right. So that could have been the last season. They may have filmed that in 2018, but,
yeah.
So when they went to meet with Keith Ori, he talked to the couple and they agreed, but he could tell that Shanti was really unhappy with the whole thing. And Keith also knew that at the time Dave was sleeping downstairs in the garage with the dogs, no longer with his wife. So jeez. Apparently she wasn't quite on board with this. Maybe she was like, what the hell did you do to the house?
Maybe.
Just a few days after the TV show meeting, Dave called 911 and he reported that his wife was not breathing. He did try to give her CPR, but he couldn't get her to breathe. And Shanti was pronounced dead on the scene when emergency services arrived. And Dave's story was that he took the dogs out for a walk conveniently. And when he came home and went upstairs, water was running and she was floating in the bathtub in her pajamas. And he thought maybe she had slipped and fell or even blacked out and then drowned in the water. When police arrived, however, the tub was dry and there was no water on the floor. Shanti also had injuries on her face. And later, the autopsy, unsurprisingly, indicated that she had been strangled and had blunt force trauma to the head. That's why she died. So the theory is that Shanti wanted to give up on the home, but Dave, those had the home had become like the most important thing in his life. Like that was his baby. That was everything he put his time and effort into.
And so, money.
And her money.
To make it empty. Don't understand.
Yeah, how do you spend $250,000 just to demolish stuff?
Right?
Like, how is that even possible? So in addition living in a small apartment while your luxury home is unusable has to have added to the stress level. And they did interrogate Dave. They tried to get him to confess, but he didn't. But in August of 2018, he was charged with murder. But the trial since then has been delayed multiple times. This article was from September of 2020, which wasn't that long ago. But it's probably not fully resolved yet. It may have gone to trial, but I don't know.
I'm sure it got delayed because of COVID anyway. So. Exactly.
So that is the zombie house.
Like, I'm sorry. I don't want my house to be on the zombie house flipper show. And then he was just like, it has to be.
My baby.
That's ridiculous.
So that was just weird all around. And I mean, obviously he killed her. Well, not obviously, but, you know, he's on trial. But he likely killed her. But, like, if you think about his brain and what he did to the house, it's so neurotic. And, I don't know, it's just weird.
Like, what was going on there? That's not, like, normal house flipping. Like, normally feel like they, like, start... I don't feel like normally they demo the whole entire house and then start from nothing. I feel like you go, like, room by room and get shit done.
Right, right, and you don't take the you don't take the supports out that hold the roof up.
And like, why would you remove all of the dividing walls? Like, I just want one giant room in my giant 4,000 square foot house.
Yeah, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense.
Ridiculous. Mine's not that weird and ridiculous. It's from Arizona. So it was a Thanksgiving Eve argument about home repairs that unfortunately turned violent. 49-year-old Ronald Makeson was arguing with his wife, Rebecca Vanderwall. So apparently they were arguing about repairs of a fence, like a backyard fence that they wanted to repair, arguing on Thanksgiving Eve how to do it, as you do around the holidays. But their son said that, like, a lot of times his parents would fight, but it had never gotten that bad. Usually they just gotten, like, yelling arguments. Nothing escalated above that. But this time his father had been drinking, which definitely contributed to his actions, I would say. But they, since they had family over, it was their daughter, Melanie, their son, Andrew, and then Andrew's like wife and his family were there. Mm-hmm. So they moved their argument into the bedroom, where Melanie ran in eventually to try and defend her mother.
So they were like really loudly. It wasn't just like, okay, well, let's go talk over here so we don't disturb people.
No, they were still being loud.
Okay.
And so at that point, when she ran in to defend her mother, Ronald shot his wife, Rebecca, their 20-year-old daughter, Melanie, and then he turned the gun on himself.
Jeez.
Andrew, who was in, like, the living room, heard the first shot and said that he was, like, in denial. Like, no, it couldn't have been a shot. Then he heard a second one, and he was like, oh, my God, the fuck is happening? So he ran back there after, like, the third shot to see what was going on. His sister was still conscious, so he, like, did everything he could to keep her conscious. He even attempted to administer, like, CPR while they called 911. So she was actually struck in the jaw with a bullet that is currently lodged in her neck, just 2 millimeters from her spinal cord. She had to have, like, multiple surgeries. Her jaw was wired shut. She has to go back for more surgery to remove bullet fragments, but she, however, did survive.
That's crazy.
His mom and dad, on the other hand, his dad, Ronald, did fatally shoot Rebecca and then also fatally shoot himself. So, basically, his sister was like in critical condition, and he lost both of his parents on Thanksgiving Eve, like within like 5 minutes.
Man, I will never complain about any family Thanksgiving ever again.
I know. Well, because they were arguing about like how they were going to repair a fence, which is insane.
That is crazy.
Yep. So,
of all things, like too, like a fence is not that stressful. I mean,
I know
picking out flooring or wall colors, like when you put samples on a wall and like you paint like green, and then next to it you paint like a different green, and then it's like, no, I like that green. It's like, no, it's the same fucking green. It's like, no, it's not the same. No, they're the same. Like that gets stressful. But it's the fence. Who gives a shit?
Well, if you don't want to look at it, you just close your blind.
Right.
So he said in like, I think it was like an interview he did for like People magazine that like he thinks his father was a good man and he never would have believed he did this when he was sober, but he wasn't sober on Thanksgiving Eve, and he thinks that has like a large contribution to it.
Yeah. Did they say if he like had problems with alcohol in the past, they thought he was over it, that sort of thing?
No, they didn't really mention that. I think that just, Thanksgiving Eve, they were doing some sort of like Thanksgiving Eve thing because they had family and stuff over, and he just drank too much and hindered his logical thinking.
So don't argue about fences on holidays.
Also, when you drink too much. That this was, last year. So it was November of 2020. So not only is it like Thanksgiving Eve, arguing about a fence, drank a little bit too much. They'd also probably been in the same house with each other for a goddamn year almost at that point.
That's very true.
And I honestly have to say that I think when you look back at things that happened in 2020, like everything that happened has been influenced by the fact that people had to stay home so much or couldn't do things they wanted to do, couldn't go to work. You know, like there's all of these added stressors that have been like a part of this past.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Crimes
455 days.
Suicides.
455 days.
I mean, the mental toll is extreme. Right. And this is, you know, one of the products of that. An unintended consequence of trying to save lives, but in doing that, you're killing other people, essentially. It's such a like moral quandary, because it's like, okay, we're going to be saving lives if we do this, but we know it's going to take a mental toll and other people are going to die. Like there's going to be people who commit suicide who have, especially people with anxiety and stress. And obviously this guy was dealing with quite a bit of shit in his head if he was willing to go that far. And so it's like, well, we'll save more lives this way. So let's do it this way.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the one to have to make that decision.
It's definitely a toll on mental health. And I think that people don't, especially depending where you live, I think California, a lot more people like are all about woo-woo and mental health, but a lot of places people don't take advantage of like the mental health services that like I know my job has been making available for, you know, us now that we've been working at home this whole entire time and stuff. And I think a lot of people didn't use that, or even if you have utilized it, sometimes it's just not enough and the circumstances have been weird and terrible.
I mean, I've thought about doing that, like that Better Health app, where you can talk to a therapist, because who has the time to go anywhere? And that's a big thing. So maybe if they sponsor the podcast, maybe I'll start using it.
Telehealth for therapy.
Actually, my telehealth does have a mental health option. Like you can talk to a therapist through our telehealth.
The best thing that Nick ever did was start going to a doctor that let you do like telehealth appointments. Because he would like sit on going on a doctor's appointment, not go for like months and months and months when he needed to. And now like he can just send them a message on the portal and like he'll actually do it. And it's life changing.
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of bad that's come from COVID. That's for sure. But some of the increased behaviors, like using telehealth, things like that for people who wouldn't go to the doctor or the urgent care until they have an emergency. Like, yep. It's like, oh, well, we
can. It's made like some healthcare stuff more accessible.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
I'm really a fan of Target Drive Up all day. Do you know how much money I've saved not going into Target? Because I went into Target for the first time on Friday and freaking bought two stupid cars that, like, children's cars that I definitely didn't need and wouldn't have bought if I was just ordering prunes to be, like, picked up in my car. And I was, like, holding a pair of sunglasses, and then I had, like, a little race car in one hand and then, like, a bulldozer, like a mini bulldozer under my arm, and I was like, why am I like this?
I don't know. I really want to know, like, when you go and have a curbside pickup for prunes. You said prunes, right?
Yeah, for Owen, because he wasn't pooping. So
and then like, the guy, like, the guy's carrying out your Target bag full of prunes, and he hands it to you through the window. He's like, oh, man, I expected this person to be older. Okay, here you go, lady.
It wasn't actual prunes. It's prunes baby food. So oh, there's okay.
I thought it was just like a bag of prunes.
No, he was constipated, and I was like, oh, I'll just run out and get him prunes. And then I was like, hey, like, do you want to go? And, of course, Calvin's like, out of this house? Hell yeah. And so he went, and then he was like, look at this car. And I was like, let's get him. And he was just staring at me like, what? And I was like, what? And then he just kept hugging him the whole time we were in the store. Like, he thought any second I was going to be like, we don't need those, and put them back.
That's funny. In fairness, we do have a bag of straight up dried prunes in the cabinet for just such an occasion when a child's like, oh, I don't, my tummy hurts. And we're just like, here, have a prune. I get you right, kid.
I have prunes, but I just didn't. You're not supposed to give.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, little babies that are 6 months old, well, 7 months old now, sticky prunes like that. So,
yep.
Although I probably could have liquefied them myself, but I just wanted to go to Target, I guess.
You just wanted to buy shit you didn't need.
Oh my God, so much stupid stuff I didn't need. And then I needed Aquaphor and I forgot it. So that's who I am now. If I was buying it online, I never would have forgot it. I would have got the three things I needed and that was it.
Prunes and Aquaphor.
I am. I'm 90 years old.
You've always been 90 years old.
That's so true.
All right, so let's get into our hypothetical murders. So we want to take out that old bathtub in our master bath. And I need to get a sledgehammer because there's like stairs, tiled stairs that lead up to this gigantic pink bathtub.
That's, I love, like, that bathtub.
You know what? If the jacuzzi jets actually worked, I would so use that thing. But they don't, which to Kelly's point is gross because that means there's so much shit and bacteria stuck in those jets that you can't blow out and clean. So I'm like, yep. There's no way I'm going to get a UTI or some other infection by sitting in this damn bathtub. So that's my thought process. Anyway, I need to get a sledgehammer. I'm really excited because I don't have a sledgehammer. And as a human being, I like to destroy things.
Yes.
So I have to do that.
Yes, you do.
I have to get the tub out. I have to cut it up just to get it out of this room. So there's a lot of stuff we have to do. But in that chaos of home renovation, you know, accidents can happen. And, I think it's very feasible that accidentally, of course, Kelly could get injured by that sledgehammer in a very terminal way. And then my plan would to just be to leave during the demolition, go grab lunch, come back. And when I come home, I would find that my wife tried to start some of the demolition just all by herself. And she was fatally injured by her own accident. And
she would too. She'd be like, Jeremy's taking too long. I better get this shit started.
Exactly. And she would probably injure herself. It's a very common thing. Like falling out of a shower.
Like it wouldn't even be unbelievable. We'd just be like, man, why'd she do that?
So that's my very simple but effective hypothetical murder. Did you just open a cash register?
I
just started like chink, chink.
Swung my arm out to like emphasize how my sister gets hurt. Basically, yeah. I was like miming her banging something. I don't know. Yep. And I knocked the key to my file cabinet off of the desk. And then it like kaplunked in between the file cabinet and the desk. So I have to move like 80,000 things later and get it.
What a noise mixture that just entered my eardrums.
I don't know how, it wasn't that loud to me, so I'm surprised you heard that, but.
I sure did. Although, like,
you
when
heard
I was.
That, but you didn't hear me mouthing, oh shit.
No, I couldn't hear your mouth move. So I guess you're quiet enough. All right. So how are you going to kill Nick this week?
So my plan has to happen fast because Nick is going to go to San Diego to visit a couple of his other vaccinated friends. He has a friend who moved there to San Diego and another friend who got married during the pandemic and was supposed to have a wedding but never could. And he hasn't seen either of them. So they were going to get together and hang out in this guy's house with their little, like, vaccinated bodies. So basically, I can
pretend. Their little vaccinated bodies.
I'm sorry, it's like, but they're giant 6 foot tall vaccinated tree trunk limbs. So I'm just going to have to do it timely so I can pretend that he went to San Diego and then cry about how he never came back.
Got it.
So we, in the beginning of this downstairs bathroom renovation, 8 months ago when this bullshit started, we were talking about moving the toilet downstairs because where it is right now, like, you open the door and it, like, swings right past the toilet. So you can only get, like, a round toilet, like a tiny one. You can't get, like, an elongated toilet or anything because then the door won't open because it'll fucking hit it. And you can't, like, if you're sitting on the toilet and by some chance you don't lock the door and then your two-year-old comes running in because they realize that you didn't lock the door, they hit you in the legs really hard with the door.
Yep, I could see that.
So we were talking about moving it. So they'd have to tear up the floor because they'd have to move the pipes so they can move it into, like, this other corner.
Yeah, you have to get the drain. Exactly, yeah.
Right. So my plan was, basically, they were going to rip up the floor and move the toilet. And then, like, right before they were going to, like, put the floor all back together, I was going to hit Nick over the head with a sledgehammer a couple times in that downstairs bathroom just to keep it all in, like, one messed up place.
Keep it local.
Then I was going to hide him, like, basically shove him down in the hole that the toilet's supposed to go on top of, the new hole where the toilet was going to go because they're moving it.
So you're going to shove him down the new shitter hole. Okay, go on.
Yes. Fill it with a bunch of cat litter, as I've already previously mentioned, because I read somewhere that cat litter soaks up, like, the blood and the smell, much like it soaks up cat pee smell.
Right, right. Good insulation, so just, like, too, to keep your bathroom warm.
Yes, just cat litter everywhere. And then just close the floor up, put tile over top of it, put a toilet over top of it. And then if it smells ever, you could just be like, yeah, like, just use that bathroom, man. Sorry.
Sorry, dude. I had Mexican for lunch. What are you gonna do?
Just, I have IBS, so I wouldn't go in there for a little while. yeah, and that's my perfectly timed plan. The only downside is that we already had tile put in finally, so I would have to tear up the tile that I just put in. But honestly, we were doing everything else twice. Why not?
That is really annoying that you have to keep a tiny toilet just because the door placement.
I know. It's we were talking and, like, we had a guy come out to talk about moving the pipes for the pipes come out of, like, a sidewall, which is weird. So no matter what vanity you buy, we're going to have to cut a hole in it. And so we asked them about moving the pipes. And then we also at the same time asked for an estimate for moving the toilet. Apparently wouldn't have been as expensive if it was upstairs, but because it's, like, on the downstairs floor,
it's concrete. And it's,
like, fucking, like, $10,000 to move a toilet.
It's crazy. It's because they have to jackhammer all that shit out.
And then re-concrete it and everything after you, like, and I was like, that is.
Yeah, if it's wood, they just cut the wood. You move a pipe wherever you want because it's all hollow underneath the floorboards. And then you just put the wood back down. It's super easy.
Yeah. Stupid. So
It'll be a $10,000 murder is what I'm hearing.
Yes. It'll be a really expensive murder. And then everyone will be like, wait, I thought you were getting new windows. And I'll be like, I can't afford new windows because I moved my toilet.
what a crazy thing. I can replace every window in my house or move a toilet literally 6 feet over into the other corner.
So,
good times.
I chose windows over murder as I think many people, when God shuts a murder, he gives you the opportunity to buy new windows.
Yep, that old phrase.
That timeless classic. They say that shit on Hallmark Channel.
They probably do, because the dialogue's cockwater.
It's not Hallmark, it's the other Lifetime. That's Lifetime. A fucking Lifetime saying if I've ever heard one.
Yes, it is.
So as always, while marriage and demolition is messy,
murder is messier and more expensive.
Honestly, barely, though.
It's true.